maka Yesu jadi asiepo. Kulanda babu kuluwenu imyulu lesonde mwapangile
and Voice News, your global link.
Stakeholders oppose proposal to extend presidential term to 7 years. President Hichilema calls for deepened Zambia-Zimbabwe ties at inaugural bi-national commission, and Mali sees record surge in foreign kidnappings by jihadist groups. Good afternoon. With the menus, I am Margaret Mwanza. Governance expert Brebna Changala has strongly opposed a proposal by former Vice President Enoch Kavindele to introduce a one-off 7-year non-renewable presidential term, arguing that the idea does not serve the national interest. Mr. Kavindele, speaking yesterday, said a single 7-year term would help accelerate development and compel sitting presidents to act with greater agency and decisiveness. But speaking to RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Changala claimed the proposal was a political maneuver designed to benefit the current head of state rather than the country. Mr. Changala further alleged that Mr. Kavindele's stance reflects private discussions between him and the president. Mr. Kavindele, being a good friend to the president, was simply speaking on his behalf to bring out something he has wanted to do all along, said Mr. Changala. He questioned the timing of the proposal, insisting that Zambians have not complained about the existing two-term limit and that the constitutional framework should remain unchanged. He further called for the liberation of the country from what he described as calculated political schemes.
They want to give Mr. in the 7 years. It's not about national interest. These are tricks. Mr. Kavindele is a friend of Mr. Akainde. Just take the people who are going there. Look at the submissions from Southern Province. No objection. Go to Northern Province, there is an objection from Matakase. You see, these are difficult things. Let's liberate the country.
Meanwhile, Zambia Wake Up Party President Howard Kunda has also rejected the proposal, describing it as fraudulent and outside the scope of what is supposed to be revealed in the Constitution. Mr. Kunda argued that Mr. Kavindele's statement was merely his personal opinion and did not reflect the wishes of the Zambian people. He insisted it was unacceptable for the government to entertain constitutional amendments barely 8 months before the 2026 general elections, particularly after earlier reforms were declared null and void. This is why most people were against amending the constitution before the 2026 general elections, said Mr. Kunda.
This is unacceptable that we should be talking about constitutional amendments barely, 6 months to the elections. We cannot allow this kind of misrepresentation. This is just a blatant disregard to what even the Constitutional Court wrote, that we needed to go through the process of consultation.
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over the continued silence from the late former President Edgar Chagwalungu's family representative, Makhebe Zulu, regarding the unresolved barrier impasse since his recent return to the country. Mr. Zulu returned last week to file his nomination fees for Patriotic Front, PF, presidency. But speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said the lack of communication from Mr. Zulu has raised public suspicion, with some wondering whether his role as the Lungu family spokesperson was being used to advance his political ambitions. It raises a lot of questions that someone who has been representing the Lungu family since the passing of Mr. Lungu would return to the country and pretend like nothing has happened, said Mr. Mianda. He added that as the official spokesperson for the Lungu family, Mr. Zulu should have prioritized updating the nation on the status of the former head of state's remains before proceeding with his nomination process to avoid fueling public speculation. Mr. Mianda further warned that Mr. Zulu's prolonged silence risks undermining his presidential aspirations as it portrays him as a leader who may not be trusted with national responsibilities. He has since urged Mr. Zulu to address the nation and clarify the situation regarding the remains of the late President Edgar Lungu.
And he should actually tell the nation as to whatever should happen over the remains of the former head of state, because he's the one who has been the spokesperson, family spokesperson. Then how does he just come, blank, without even mentioning anything about the remains of the former head of state? Then he just talks of, how much he's aspiring as a presidential candidate. He forgets that he has been representing that family from the one when Mr. Edgar Jaguar Lungu said to have died. It's supposed to be the best thing to buy information. Say, okay, Zambians have come back. Okay, the status quo over this matter.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called for stronger and more strategic cooperation between the people and governments of Zambia and Zimbabwe, emphasizing that the two nations are bound by history, geography, and shared destiny. Speaking during the inaugural session of the Zimbabwe-Zambia Bio-National Commission in Harare today, President Hichilema said the two countries stand to achieve greater success if they expand joint efforts in areas of mutual interest, particularly given how interconnected their resources and infrastructure are. We are truly Siamese twins. We are truly connected like the umbilical cord, said President Hichilema. He has urged the ministries of finance from both countries to take a leading role in financing investments that will accelerate growth in trade, commerce, and culture exchange. Strengthening these sectors would help unlock the full value of the country's shared assets, said President Hichilema. He further stressed the importance of managing shared resources collaboratively, noting that coordinated efforts would spur economic expansion on both sides of the border. The inaugural meeting has been held under the theme, United by History, Transforming Our Shared Future Together for Prosperity. Farmers Association of Zambia has bemoaned the pattern of late payments towards farmers by the government, citing a lack of urgency for farmers to adequately prepare for the rainy season. Government, through the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, paid 19,967 farmers over 300 million kwacha in Muchinga province for the maize supplied to the agency during the just-ended 2025 crop marketing season. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Association Executive Director Eric Mwenda stressed that attaining the country's target of 3.5 million tons in the 2024-2025 farming season may see a drop arising from this delay. This has been going on for years, where farmers have been subjected to delayed payments with FRA, and now the rain pattern in the nation in recent years has been erratic in certain areas, making the situation complicated, said Mr. Mwenda. Mr. Mwenda highlighted that farmers will now have to purchase their farming inputs at a hiked price during the peak season. He added that the delay of even 10 days or more in planting of produce has a direct effect on yields due to insufficient moisture, which may come as a result of delayed planting. Mr. Mwenda has urged government to be expediting payments as a way of complementing the farming community's resilience and efforts in producing the much-needed food for the nation. We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station, Radio Christian Voice, on update on the business side on a Friday. 9691.13, that is a London Stock Exchange. 474572, that is Dow Jones, and the Stock Exchange, 25668.40. And of course, I'm looking at shares CEC, Chilanga Cement, vis-a-vis. I've seen that.